The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Rawson, CEO of Blencow Resources. BRES is ticker. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin, and great to be back.
Yeah, you've raised a chunk of cash recently. We'll talk about what's that going to be used for in a bit. But as always, Mike, for people not familiar with Blencow Resources, could you explain what it's about, please?
Blencow Resources acquired the Orem Cross Graphite Project in Uganda in April 2020, mm-hmm. So about 18 months ago. We've got it on a fast track through to feasibility stage at the moment. We've been drilling it out over the last 18 months. We're developing it quickly because we realize there's a very exciting electric vehicle market that's happening all around us. And obviously with the demand for lithium-ion batteries going up, we are very, very leveraged into that market through our graphite project. So very exciting times.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So like I said, you just announced a successful complete capital fundraise, £2 million. Explain, if you could, Mike, the significance of this in context of the company's strategy and the project development.
Yeah, well, firstly, it was oversubscribed, which shows great support, and I think that's never to be underestimated, so we're very happy about that. Secondly, I think we had a couple of funds enter onto the register for the first time, and we had other funds close and watching us, which is good, because I think it shows that we're getting some institutional support starting to follow the company and the project. And then thirdly, Blencow is now fully funded through the PFS stage, the pre-feasibility study that we'll be doing by the middle of next year. In fact, we're fully funded right through the end of next year, and we can get on with the job that we're doing, which is to develop the Orem Cross project.
Yeah, exactly. And explain, if you could, because a lot of people here, you know, oversubscribed fundraisers and institutions coming on board. What's the significance of having an institution, you know, fund join Blencow for the first time, Mike?
Well, I've been in discussion with a number of funds over the past few months. There's definitely a considerable interest from the funds that we're talking to, because many of them are seeking entry or expansion of their profile in the renewables space, in the renewable energy field.
Yeah.
And they're all looking for high quality opportunities in that particular area. So obviously with our association, graphite being a key component of battery metals, it fits very neatly into this profile for them. And the fact that we've got funds talking to us, entering, and now on the register, it just shows that we're maturing as a company. We're attracting a new class of more sophisticated investors. And in reality, the funds tend to stick on the register for a longer haul versus day-to-day traders. So it's a longer-term strategy. It definitely shows that we're starting to get noticed. And obviously, all of those are good for us as we move forward.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sticky holders is always good. And just talk about the project here. You know, what's the next steps at Orem Cross Graphite Project?
I think the first step that we'll have going forward from here is to get a JORC resource upgrade. We've completed a drilling program a couple of months ago, and those samples are getting assayed at the moment. We're expecting to include higher tons, a higher grade, and over 10 million tons into the indicated and measured categories, which will obviously be the product that we will be mining in the future. We'll continue to do further MET test work to further evaluate our end product as concentrate for sale. We just need to, as we introduce and get moving on our marketing strategy to identify end users, we have to have a full understanding of exactly what it is that we're going to sell to them. So that MET test work becomes very, very important going forward. And then we've already begun the pre-feasibility study. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an ongoing exercise for the next 6 to 8 months. Part of that is the JORC resource upgrade. Part of it is the MET test work. Part of it is the marketing. But there's many other aspects to it in terms of the full mining, processing, logistics, and full operation for the mine as we go forward. So there's plenty of news flow coming, and we're very excited. Obviously, we've got the money now, and we can get on with our job of developing this project to the next stage.
Yeah, and do you know what, just with, you know, COP26 just gone, we're all more aware of the urgent need to switch, aren't we, from, you know, ICE sort of battery engines and, you know, petrol diesels, being, you know, cars being sold now, not allowed in many countries after 2030, so we're going to have to switch to alternatives, and of course, EV is the biggest player out there at the moment. And just explain, if you could, you know, the context of graphite and how it relates to this demand that's coming online. Just give us a sort of high-level market analysis for listeners who are not familiar with how this works out, how this plays out, Mike, if you could.
Well, graphite is an essential non-replaceable material for the anode, which makes up part of the lithium-ion battery. And obviously those lithium-ion batteries are going to be what powers all these electric vehicles going forward. So without graphite, there won't be any lithium-ion batteries. Without lithium-ion batteries, there won't be any electric vehicles. It's as simple as that. It's a very important part of it. And approximately 50 kilograms of graphite go into every single electric vehicle battery. Therefore, as EV growth exponentially grows, as we are told and the analysts are forecasting, and lithium-ion batteries grow alongside that, then the demand for graphite will grow equally. And there are some pretty staggering forecasts in terms of what is going to be demanded in terms of flat graphite going forward as we progress through this decade. The market seems to be very aware of shortages in other lithium-ion battery materials, such as lithium, nickel, cobalt, etc. But it doesn't really seem to understand or appreciate that graphite is also supply constrained. And it takes about 5 to 10 years to build a graphite mine. So the two don't seem to work in terms of a shortfall is looming, and it's coming pretty fast, to be honest. And I think by 2025, there's going to be a demand-supply imbalance where there's more demand for graphite than can be supplied into the market. So decent projects with high-quality end concentrates such as Oran Cross will be in demand over the next couple of years. We are rapidly developing this project towards that sort of market, towards that forecast, and we're very excited about where it's all going.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a start, I suppose, isn't it? You know, we're starting to hear about this, but still as yet, I think, what is it, 4% or 3% of the world's vehicles like battery, so it's a long way to go, isn't there?
There's an awful long way to go. You know, we've only got about 15 million EVs in the market today. They're predicting, so forecasting somewhere between 100 and 600 million by the end of this decade, so it's not just going to happen overnight. That's obviously got to be a gradual growth into that number over the next 7-8 years. And graphite is going to play a huge big part of that. Obviously, lithium, nickel, cobalt, etc. will as well. I'm not trying to underplay their importance, but it's going to be the management of the supply chain of all of these key materials that make up the battery and obviously the key component within the electric vehicles themselves. These critical materials are going to be what shape the expected growth or perhaps not as greatly forecast as people are expecting, because they will just be too constrained. It's going to be a very interesting 5 to 10 years as this plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Mike, if you could, on the front page of Vox there, the 10 companies most followed. Of course, that changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. So if you could, 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Blenka Resources and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, the first thing I would say is our leverage to this electric vehicle growth is immense. As I've just pointed out, graphite is an essential non-replaceable material within the lithium-ion battery. So whatever growth happens in the EV space, it's going to happen in graphite too. Secondly, we've got an exceptional project. I think the project economics that we recently showed in announcing our preliminary economic assessment were exceptional. We've got the ability to rapidly increase production as may be necessary going forward. We've certainly got a high grade in terms of the quality of our concentrate. So the project stacks up. And then finally, we've just announced £2 million as raised this last week. The company is fully funded to continue this development going forward. So as we've done over the past 18 months, we'll be getting our heads down and continuing to develop this project going forward.
Marvellous stuff. Mike, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.